Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the power plays is over, and the other one continues. This one, the blood power play. Ibrahimovic, chance. Oh, man, stoned him. Turnover. Audet keeps it for Donnichelli at the left faceoff circle. Boy, could they use another one here to tie it up. Donnichelli down low. Audet, shot, save. Swept out by Straka. Donnichelli would have had a great chance. Audet grinding. Boy, tell me you don't love Donald Audet on this team. Going for the net. Caberle left point, and I love this guy. I'm losing weight. The talent level has changed in Atlanta. Straka through center ice with Rodina. Rodina will go off. Straka will dance around. 1:10 left on this second minor to Steve Leach. Do you think Jay Leach looked over at him and winked in the penalty box and said, thanks for the goal? Tremblay from behind his own net up the right wing to Frank Caberle. He brings it to his left to Sylvester on the left wing. A shot block goes through the crease on the second chance. Ferraro back to Sylvester instead to Brunette behind the net beneath the goal line. Sylvester's going to center himself out between the circles. Ferraro in the right wing corner. He's got Caberle at the right point. Instead goes to Brunette at the goal line in the right wing corner. They switch up, cycle. Puck comes to the near side to Tremblay. Back over to the other side to Brunette. Center to Braun, Sylvester. Oh, what a save. I offhand. I'm just, the humanity of it. And now they're standing and dancing in the corner. Popovich is getting into it. You got to keep them separated. 10:20 left in the second period. And it's 3-2, Penguins. I do want to apologize to our listeners for 1 second, because tonight there's been a huge throng of fans coming into the booth. I've been distracted a couple of times by a number of people, and I don't want it to act like I'm neglecting the game. Literally, I've been swamped by people in here, and I don't want that to happen. And so I'm sorry for anybody that was discouraged by
I think the listeners are okay, but I'm a little sensitive.
Well, I just don't. I think they deserve more, and I'll give them more the rest of the way. Don't let anybody else in here. Stable. Can't get the shot off, and the Penguins clear. There's 15 seconds left. But at least, Dan, with 10 minutes left in the second, they got one back.
Exactly right. Exactly what we were saying. This team, I've been very impressed with their stick-to-itiveness.
Gowalla centering. Oh, it goes to the top of the net. I've seen it all. Domenichelli hit one that went right on to the top of the net. Straka the other way. Tapping it for Steve Leach out of the penalty box. They're at 5-on-5 now. 9:35 left in the second. Gualo will pick it up behind Damian Rhodes. Dan, we got a game.
I love it.
Audet turns it over. Jágr, look out here. Up ahead. He's got a body. Tyler Wright. Oh, he went over to Barnaby and he coifed. Wright should have shot the puck, Dan. A 2-on-0 on Rhodes. And he passed it to Barnaby, but they were too deep in and it had to be too quick of a reaction, I think. What a chance blown by the Penguins, Dan. I really believe Wright would have scored. Pharrell with Dan Kamal and J.K. Hockey, John Kincaid, who's downstairs
I still have to have him find, I think I'm going to have to go over and find the people that I know that are here. Lang on the faceoff with Kovalev and Straka. Straka picks it up and turns it over to Maxim Galanov. Now Lang ahead for Straka, walks in, shoots. Oh, they batted it out of the thin air, and then Kovalev missed an open net. Was that Galanov working shot? Score. Oh, Kovalev from the right circle got one and absolutely molested the back of the net with a cranking slap shot to make it 4-2 Pittsburgh. That's a finish. He missed earlier. He got a second chance, and the gunslinger got his victim.
Damian Rhodes going to lose about 13 to 30 pounds tonight. He is all over that crease going post to post. That's how rapidly the shots are coming. Popovich threw it from the left point. It ultimately came across to Kovalev, and Rhodes did his best to dive across and try to snare it with a glove, but Thrasher's getting caught running around in their own end, and Kovalev, the beneficiary, he was left alone at the bottom of the right circle, and again, Pittsburgh refuses to let the Thrashers come all the way back. This goal at 11-16.
His 22nd goal and 59 points. Are you kidding me? This guy, they wanted to trade him?
Well, you know, they called him an enigma in New York. I call him a scorer in Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's awesome. That was a wicked shot, Dan. That's what I call a finish. Dan Treble in his own end, up to Jágr, but it goes ahead to Busek. Jágr picks up a loose puck with Rodina. Jágr busts a move into the slot, shot. Ooh, he just missed. Rodina gets bumped off in the right-wing corner. Carlson takes it away for the Thrashers. 8:15 left in the second period, it's 4-2. Carlson a drive off and the save. In the left-wing corner, Carlson picks up the loose puck.
Boy, Andy Carlson could use one.
Busek whips one toward the net, it's loose in front. Pittsburgh's just been awesome tonight, firing on Damian Rhodes. Turnover, Denny Lambert gets it, keeps it in the Pittsburgh zone. Now it pops out in front of the Atlanta bench. Taken by Johan Garpenlund. Taps it for Busek. He'll send it down into the left wing corner. Busek will skate off. Hans Janssen up to the far corner. Tyler Wright banging over there with Whitey Stapleton. Stapleton has it top of the right circle. Shot off and the save. He freezes it up.
Whose helmet is that? Someone's helmet in the inside the goal now. Goal, actually.
I think they left the ice earlier.
Okay.
And had gone off on a line change. And Super Mario's in the building.
Yeah. They are zooming in on him. He's sitting in one of the boxes.
And he's getting a standing ovation. You gotta love him.
You're using his microphone, aren't you?
Actually, this is not the Lemieux stick. Lemieux getting a standing ovation here in Pittsburgh.
He, of course, approving the deals by...
Yeah, there he is down in the corner. I think that's classy by the Atlanta fans to give Mario Lemieux a standing ovation.
The new-look team under him.
He's
now.
He's so cool. I saw him at the game in Pittsburgh in jeans and a leather jacket. That's
he looks
cool.
Like he could still play, for sure.
Dan, I think you need to get us in jeans and leather jackets.
I think that's the attire... For next season.
I hate these suits.
They look stunning, though.
Thanks, Dan. Straka picks it up in the neutral zone. 7:05 left in the second. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh.
I can't believe that guy didn't come to me on the million-dollar question here.
I can't believe the cameraman didn't make it to the Sardine Festival. He ran out of cord.
Someone ought to look into it.
I am looking into it.
Someone told him to cut the cord. He took him literally.
Kabale up the right wing. Now Tamer gets it on the... neutral zone area, center ice over to Lambert. He whips one through the crease. Tamer never saw it coming from behind. He goes over and bumps Straka. Looks like he took his knee out on him. Lambert banged by Slager in the corner. Now Lang pops in. Puck comes free. 6.5 left in the second. Damian Rhodes plays the loose puck out to center ice. Straka picks it up for the Penguins. Taps it over. Puck comes down into the Atlanta end again. Tamer has to play it. He's got Ferraro on the right wing. He goes up the left side to Kaberle. Dean Sylvester turns it over. Kaberle sent it down into the Pittsburgh end, but nobody's home. Slager gives it to Jágr, to Rodina, turns it over to Ferraro. He taps it back in his own end to Kaberle, up to Brunette. Now Ferraro on the logo. Two-line pass, Dan. 6 minutes left in the second period. Let's go to Jake K. Hockey.
Scotty, the fans asking as I walk through the concourse, with the new additions on this team, the offense has obviously gotten cranked up, averaging 30-some shots a game. But with all the opportunities being given up, is it worth it in the trade-off to give up so many shots defensively?
Well, that's going to be the trade-off, at least for a while, if you open things up offensively until you, you know, get that balance in there. And that's going to come with offseason acquisitions and hopefully a draft choice or two that's able to take the next step. But I say it's worth it.
They showed a guy on the Bud Light commercial chugging a beer, and then he held up a sign, Matthew Barnaby's a loser. And Denny Lambert kicks Barnaby's tail. Jágr at center ice, dancing with his magic on Andrew Brunette. Turns it over to Ferraro, but gets it back. Look at him play the body. Hans Janssen down there gets it to Jágr. He tried to find Baranek up the gut. Galanov gets it at center ice. 5.5 left here in the second period at Phillips Arena. It's a 4-2 Penguin lead on your Thrashers. Harlock goes back to chase one down in front of Jágr deep in the Atlanta zone. Jágr hassles him. Now the puck turned over. Baranek has it. Taps it for Hans Janssen. He almost fell over. Fans laugh. Ferraro gets it ahead to Brunette. What's he going to do here against Kasparaitis? Shoot right into Kasparaitis' leg, and it's taken away by Janssen. Up ahead to Baranek. It seems like Baranek's been on the ice all night, Dan.
He gets a lot of ice time, and he has played well since coming over.
Baranek
in the trade.
Into the right wing corner, Baranek centering for Tyler Wright. Morozov picks it up, tries to wrap around on Rhodes. Loose in front, Rhodes makes the save. Puck still between the circles. Taken out by the Thrashers. Donald Audet. For Tremblay, along the near wall, into the left wing corner, Audet picks it up in front of Dan Treble. Beneath the goal line, Tyler Wright spins with it. Up to Matthew Barnaby. He's got Morozov ahead on the play. Sends it too far for him to snag. Rhodes will try to play it. Tough here, he's out of the net. Turns it over, Barnaby centers it. Don McKelly's there to get it. Tough play there, 4.5 to go. 4-2 Penguins, we're in the second period. Don McKelly on the left wing near boards. Whips it through the crease to the far wall. Puck comes out to center ice. Kovalev has it. I gotta tell you, the Kovalev goal was sweet, but I think the Morozov to Falloon play was better. Here's both, Kovalev.
Both those goals, skill type goals.
Looking for Barnaby, he got yanked down. No call. Audet the other way for Atlanta. Makes a shot, splits the defense, but Gowalla was ahead of the play. We'll take a break. It's a two-goal Pittsburgh lead, 4-2. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Faceoff in the neutral zone. Taken by Frank Kaberle. Boy, it is a rowdy crowd tonight, Dan. And Don McKelly into the right-wing corner. Puck behind Aubin right now. Gowalla in front. Audet spins, shoots. Aubin is safe. Down goes Audet, and away go the Penguins. Kaberle gets it back, though. Now Don McKelly over the line. Finds Gowalla on the left wing. Shot. Save Aubin. Boy, he's made some clutch saves. 4-2 here with 3:20 left in the second period. Audet at the point. A shot. It's blocked. Robert Lang takes it the other way for Pittsburgh. Up to Kovalev. They got to hold it. It hits Schlager. And the Penguins turn it over, and the Thrashers go the other way. Matt Johnson. He gets rubbed out. Strako snagged for Pittsburgh. Over the line with Radina. And Kovalev. Nadina behind the net, into the left wing corner, centering for Jágr. He missed it. Popovich now has it in the neutral zone. 2:50 left in the period. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh. Andy Carlson whips it up. Radina got dumped by Matt Johnson. Now Baranek for Radina, tapping for Jágr, but Carlson sends it back into the Pittsburgh end. Popovich has it in the left wing corner. Up the far boards. Now Jágr has it at his own blue line. 4-2 Penguins here with 2:25 left in the second period. Jaromir Jágr with the puck. Now Kasparaitis sends it ahead, but Matt Johnson will fire it back in behind Jean-Sébastien Aubin. Aubin, the tough goalie for the Penguins, he's been impressive. Puck at center ice now, again in front of the Thrasher bench. Tremblay whips it in behind Aubin. Popovich there to play it. 2 minutes left in the period. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh. Now look out here. Jágr with Radina. Baranek. He gets rubbed out, but offsides is called, Dan. And every time Jágr or Radina or Straka or Kovalev touches the puck, I get nervous. They have to play better, and they're doing it tonight. A turnover. Lambert couldn't snag it in front of Aubin, and he hits Schlager in the corner. Stapleton picks it up at the right wing corner. Spins around to Galanov at the right point. Over there with Garpin Lotham, Denny Lambert. The Pittsburgh net is off its moorings, and now it starts up. Denny Lambert is going to lose his temper. In behind the Pittsburgh goal.
Yeah, he was being pushed into the back of the net by Jiří Schlager, I believe that is, or is it Kasparaitis? And
he hits
jabbing
Schlager
back
the
with
corner.
The elbow. It is Schlager. Well, Schlager, maybe about 5'11", but boy, does he work with the weights. He's really turned himself into a strong defenseman. He's much more offensive-minded than your stay-at-home type, but very underrated player, Jiří Schlager. 10 goals, 19 assists, 29 points, and a plus 19 coming into this game with his share of penalty minutes. 72 penalty minutes, Steve Gawala, by the way, will chat with John Kincaid when the period is over.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a faceoff to the left of Auban. It's going to be Ferraro and Tyler Wright.
Boy, what a late goal here would do for the Thrashers' energy in the third period.
It's Lang on the draw. Ferraro tries to pick it up. Brunette goes deep with Janssen. Ferraro snags it on the end boards behind the Pittsburgh goal. It's 4-2 with 1:05 left in the second period. Brunette breaks free. Short side, wraparound. Straka picks his pocket. He didn't have time to fire it on Auban. Now Straka flying with Robert Lang. Straka on the right wing. Lang trailing. Stops on a dime of the right wing circle. Ferraro gets it ahead to Dean Sylvester at center ice. 45 seconds left in the period. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh. Auban's way out of the net. Popovich in the left wing corner. Ferraro tries to pick it up. Loose puck. Sylvester has it. Turns it over. Kovalev the other way with Lang. And offside is called. I think Straka was an inch over. So they'll bring it back to the neutral zone with 29 seconds left and a 4-2 Penguin lead.
Another team fighting for a playoff position. The LA Kings in town on Sunday as we conclude the three-game homestand Sunday night, 7 o'clock faceoff. That'll be a 6:30 pregame show on the Thrashers Radio Network.
How about Stumpel last night against Philly?
Two, including the game winner.
Two and the overtime game winner. The Kings look like they're ready for the playoffs, Dan. I don't think they're going anywhere out. You know, some people thought they wouldn't even make it. They're going to make it all right.
Now, all of a sudden, I think the team that beats New Jersey in the first round will have a bit of an edge.
Shot on Auban, he gloved it from the left wing corner. Because of the Fatorek thing?
Yeah, I think that's going to amplify the lack of success the last couple of years. I think there's going to be so much pressure now on Larry Robinson to turn it around in the last eight games and get them ready for the playoffs. I think they're going to be a first-round exit waiting to happen.
I think you could go that way, Dan, and I also believe that it could go. The players are the ones that need to step up and play their game on the ice and make Larry Robinson look good. Let's face it. The Devils love Larry Robinson. Players love Larry Robinson. He didn't have any talent in L.A. He kind of got himself out of that job because the Kings stunk. They had no talent. If he had that team they have now, with some of the talent they have now with Ziggy Palfy, he'd be winning in Los Angeles. I thought he'd go to Montreal, and I'm surprised he ended up in Jersey as an assistant, but now he's the coach, and I think Larry Robinson's a winner, and I think he's going to do well because the players will respect him. It's like Kurt Frazier. They love him. Coverle at center ice with a puck, and the period will come to an end. Off of a draw, it popped out to center ice. It's a 4-2 Penguin lead.
Fresh off his eye surgery, seeing the world in an entirely different perspective.
Well, I've never watched a hockey game without glasses. I've never done anything this far away from anything.
Did you get both
without,
eyes done or
just
one?
Just one.
One, okay.
They say that they can correct one of them so well that it compensates for the other one because my left eye isn't that bad.
Okay.
But my right eye was... They did my strong eye. My right eye was better, so they did that. But I can actually... I'm calling a game with no glasses, which would be impossible without my glasses. So something is right. I'm just a little blurry because of the swelling. But I got to tell you that... isn't all the casino funds going to me?
Not this time.
I thought you said it was going to a good cause. Pharrell's fund.
Well, yeah. Consider the meaning
fund.
Of good cause.
Thanks, Dan. Straka back into his own end to Hans Janssen up the wing for Lang. The Penguins will go right to left. Ooh, the puck came in on Rhodes and icing on Pittsburgh. They'll bring it back down in front of Jean-Sebastien Aubin, who's been tough tonight. He's got 24 saves. It's 29-26 in shots in favor of the Penguins. So we're a half a minute into the third period. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh. And we've seen it all tonight. Straka shorthanded on the backhander from Rodina. Lang on a sweet feed from Straka behind the net. Slager got an assist there. Sylvester scored his 15th. Then Falloon, his 9th, on a brilliant cross-ice feed from Morozov. Moran got an assist. And then Tremblay had his double-digit 10th from Gowalla. And then Kovalev with, I think, the cranker of the night from the right circle, beating a diving Damian Rhodes. I think Pittsburgh's looked great. I think Damian Rhodes has played decent. And he's just had a couple of shots. There's no chance he could have stopped. No one could have stopped. Straka loses it into the right-wing corner. Ferraro gets pelted by Kasparatis. And away goes Robert Lang to Kovalev on the right wing. Down to Lang, a tapper, and Rhodes saw it and gloved it.
Very important the Thrashers score the first goal of this period and score it relatively early to get Pittsburgh thinking that it's possible the Thrashers can duplicate what they did against Montreal, another playoff-hungry team, and forcing a 1-1 tie the other night with Montreal.
It's always a great time for me to eat popcorn when you're doing that.
One of the most scintillating moments in my nightly endeavors.
Into the right wing corner in the Atlanta end. Galanov now behind Damian Rhodes in the Atlanta net. On the backhand via the air through the neutral zone and center ice. Kasparaitis back to play it to his right. And a whistle.
Two lines.
So Jágr's out on the ice. Let's go to John Kincaid.
Well, Pharrell, Mario Lemieux would not give me an interview. He would not grant me one. He said if he had to do one, he'd have to do 100. So I have gotten cozy down right next to him. We are separated by one pane of glass. And Mario is drinking beer.
Tell him Pharrell says, hey, Pharrell's over here.
He won't even look at me, Pharrell. I'm trying my best.
Just yell at him.
I tried my best.
He will not look.
But he's having
Mario.
A beer. He's having a beer. And he's there he is. He's giving the Pharrell. Yeah. There we go.
You get the love from Mario, and my night's been made. Offside on the Thrashers, a minute into the period.
Does he know it's his stick? Well, that's not his stick, is it?
I think John Kincaid just went to a new level of roving, reporting, and digging for the story. You've got to love that effort. I like that effort, JK Hockey. That's why he's JK Hockey. He snagged the look, the no look from Mario, into the look, and then he gave me a little love. Look at that guy on a big screen, Danny.
Like, me
you
and
in the morning. Having breakfast at Wilfred's.
Hey, now.
Here's Galanov in his own end up for Audet. It went too far, all the way to Auban's stick.
Aren't
and
you
now
self,
over to Dan Treble.
Self-professed, the guy that should never be seen in the morning?
I've never seen it any morning. I get up at noon. Jágr on the right wing. Top of the right circle, cross ice for Popovich into the left wing circle and deep along the goal line behind the net. Trying to go around to the other side, but Galanov was in the way. Rodina digging with Popovich. I keep thinking of Greg Popovich, the Spurs coach.
Probably a very decent skater.
Jágr on Galanov. He turns it over. Tried to reobtain it. Rodina yanks down Dama Kelly. No call. I think they've called a good game tonight, the refs.
Yeah, you've got a couple of very experienced guys out there.
Gowalla on the left wing. Stops at the left wing circle. Centering for Audet. He can't pull the cork on it. He had it on the edge of his stick. He's hit by Tyler Wright. Matt Johnson digging with Audet. And Gowalla. Gowalla's got the moves. Johnson was dumped down, and Kasparaitis goes the other way for Pittsburgh. For Matthew Barnaby on the left wing. He gets around on that in front for Morozov. Now here's a player dumped. It's Kasparaitis, and he looked like he took a heck of a beating on that one. He looks for the whistle and doesn't get it, and he looks livid. Now watch out for Kasparaitis to make a run at somebody.
That's a nice defensive play by Peter Buzek, getting in the way of Morozov's chance from the right wing side down low.
Puck in the near corner in the Atlanta end. Donovan has it on the near wall, but he hit Carlson with it. It jumps back to Yuri Slager. He goes to his right cross-ice feed. Tapped away by Tremblay. Popovich lost it. Back to Slager. To his right to Popovich. Back to his left to Slager. Back to Popovich. Playing give and go. Cross-ice feed from Kovalev for Lang went too far. Damian Rhodes taps it for Chris Tamer. 3 minutes in, a little bit more than in this third period. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh here in the final period. Lambert drive, Auban ate it up and gets the whistle. He's come up big with some saves tonight. Kings on Sunday at 7, pregame at 6:30. Don't forget to call John Kincaid in the postgame show. Florida upset Duke, is that what they're telling
me? Well, 25 seconds left, Florida's up by 5 points. So that one looks like an upset in the making. Boy, my brackets are right on. Fred, I can't believe I picked everyone right. I can't believe I just threw dots at the board.
John Kincaid got all 64 games right. Temple's in the final against St. John's.
People scoffed at my Wisconsin pick.
And then they woke him up. John, wake up. John, wake up. You're sweating. It's a nightmare. Indiana didn't make it either. You and I can suffer together.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't called for. Kincaid saying at least Indiana won a game.
No, they didn't. They got beat by 40. Here's the puck into the Atlanta end. Taken by Tamer up to Garpenlov on the logo. Over onto the left wing. You know what I'm shocked about? In behind off and now on the end boards. The big crowd here tonight with all the basketball going on. Everybody still came. A sellout here. 18,007 and some change. Straka back grinding behind Damian Rhodes.
It's been a very good game despite the two-goal Pittsburgh lead right now with 16 minutes left.
Oh, Danny Lambert just got yanked down in front of Damian Rhodes by Kovalev, and he's going to go off. So 4 minutes into this third period, Dan, and the Thrashers are going to get a chance here with the man advantage.
Critical right here. You have to start getting Pittsburgh thinking, hey, these Thrashers may not go away. This may be Montreal revisited, but it's obviously key the Thrashers score the next goal here, and the power play opportunity may give them that chance with plenty of time, 3:57 the time on the penalty to Kovalev.
It's 4-2 here. Penguins lead it.
Update on Steve Staios. He had surgery performed today at McGill University Hospital. Lower abdominal surgery to repair internal and external oblique muscles. It started as what they thought was a groin pull, but never really got better. So surgery needed, and Staios should be skating in 6 weeks. It'll take 3 months for a full recovery.
Is this correct? 5 New Jersey goals in the second period?
8-1 after 2. New Jersey leads the Islanders under new coach.
They're having a party that Petorek's gone. I really have to say, Dan, a whistle here off the start of the power play. Can I just say this quickly?
Yeah.
I think that Robbie Petorek dug his own grave. The way he treats people and the media and the players and everyone around him with his surly attitude, this guy is in a foul mood every day of the week. If you say good morning to him, he tells you to screw off. He is a nasty guy. I have no shame in saying it. People don't want to be around people like that. And I think the players soured on this guy. And I believe that every inch of the way that he cost himself that job. Not because they were on a losing skid. It's just that he's so miserable to be around. Not to be too mean, Dan, but puck goes in behind. Domenichelli trying to get it, but Yuri Slager's there first.
Wish you'd express yourself more
clearly.
Well,
Dan, you know the reputation and the rumors are true about this guy. He can be very surly and nasty. And I think this day and age in the NHL, you got to have people that know how to handle people and PR-wise. From the left circle, a shot goes in deep. Audet can't pick it up. Han Johnson will. But puck trickles down into the Atlanta zone. Faberle back to get it. He'll swing behind Damian Rhodes and scoot up between the circles and find Audet. He'll go on the wing to Ferraro. Ferraro on the left wing, whipping it over to the right wing circle. Tremblay will pick it up and whack it down beneath the goal line. Brunette goes the other side behind the net. In front, what a chance. Ferraro was standing on the doorstep and couldn't finish. Aubin is eyeing to the right. The Thrasher power play. It comes to the near wall. Ferraro at the right point holds it. That's not where he needs to be. He'll switch up with Brunette at the right faceoff circle. Top of the slot, Coverley, a drive. Loose in front, shot, block, save. And he gets the whistle. I thought they had a great chance on the rebound, but they couldn't get it around him. He was laying flat on his back and snuffed him. Coverley, though, with great point play, it's still 4-2.
It was Donald Odet on the rebound right between the hash marks, which is a great scoring area. But Aubin ate it up, even though he was down. Good movement on the power play. It started with the handoff to Brunette and then out high for Coverley, and he got rid of it very, very quickly. Aubin did give up the rebound, but Odet was unable to put it past him. That's exactly what you want, though. The good low hard shot and try to collect the loose change.
31 seconds left, Dan. What do they want to do here off the draw at the right faceoff circle?
I think they're going to try to work it down low to Sylvester.
I think they got to get that point shot from Galanov off or Busek. Galanov should slide it over to the left faceoff circle to Busek for a drive, but they'll turn it over to Popovich off the draw, and he'll backhand it past Busek out to center ice. Picked up by Sylvester. He turns it over, almost a chance for Tyler Wright going the other way. Busek will fire it in. 15 seconds left on the power play. Puck comes between the circles. Baranek snags it and clears for Pittsburgh. It's 4-2 with 14:10 left in this hockey game. Thrashers are down a pair. Now a Sylvester pass for Ferraro behind him, and Brunette and Ferraro collide. And Ray looks frustrated. We're 7 minutes into this third period, and it's a two-goal Penguin lead.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Power play is over. Exactly 14 minutes left here in the third. The goals from Straka, Lang, Falun, and Kovalev for Pittsburgh, Sylvester and Tremblay for the Atlanta Thrashers.
Harlock behind Damian Rhodes. Dangerous feed to Stapleton between the circles. Now Donovan over the logo at center ice over the blue line, carrying it. Too much defense in the way with Johnsson. Harlock at the point offside. They say it jumped over the blue line. We'll take a break. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh. We're in the third. 13:48 left. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Burrell with Dan Kamal and John Kincaid in Phillips Arena. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh. Faceoff in the neutral zone pops into the Pittsburgh zone, but it's taken away by Robert Lang. He's got Straka on the left wing and Kovalev on the right side. Offside again. They're both having trouble getting on track here in the third period. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh.
Well, Thrashers had the power play opportunity. A couple of good chances. None better than the Audet off the rebound of the shot by Frank Kaberle. What's going on here? I had a bug the size of Rhode Island fly in front of me.
Are you drawing flies again, Dan?
Oh, my.
It's unbelievable.
Spring has sprung here at the hub.
Faceoff again taken by the Penguins. Popovich near side. Grinding with Donovan. Stapleton tried to pick it up. Donovan trails and snags it onto the right wing. Into the right circle, in deep. Rubbed out by Popovich. Save made off Band. Carlson had a chance. Now he goes around the other side over to the far wall and loses the puck. Whips it behind the net. Donovan will chase. Popovich rubs him out again. Penalty coming up here on Popovich. I'm sure it'll be interference.
Yes, it is. Exactly. As he squeezed out, Donovan trying to chase that puck to the near boards. The penalty will come at 6:44. The Thrashers have not been without their chances. Well, I'll tell you what, he started to emerge as a guy that can put points on the board before the foot injury. And, you know, I love that he's big, he's got speed, he loves to play in traffic. And I agree, I think he creates things out there. He's got to learn to finish.
Yeah, he needs to learn how to get those goals start producing from that end. He does everything else. He plays both ends of the ice, and he's so quick. If he ever got hands in front of the net, he'd be a special player. I think he just needs to work on that a little in the training camp next year, and coming in and be healthy is the key. I mean, he was on his way to great things. He was just starting to get hot when he got injured. So there's 13:10 left in the hockey game. The Thrashers are down a pair of goals, Dan.
Popovich interference, 6:44 the time.
So the power play starts up. Domenichelli gets it ahead to Kaberle, back to Domenichelli onto the left wing, chased by Slager down there into the corner. Now Kaberle left point, a shot down, low score. And it's tapped in front, and you gotta love it. Gowalla's back in the zoo. They're within a goal off the shot from Kaberle. It's 4-3, and it looks like I'm coming home late again tonight, honey.
7:08 the time. You just have to love the heart of this Atlanta Thrashers team in this hockey game. Playing for pride in the role of the spoiler here. And they are again within one. Donald Audet with a terrific job getting the puck back to the point. And there's Frank Kaberle throwing it on net. And it was tipped by Gowalla. It'll be Kaberle and Audet on the assists. Power play goal. And this has been exciting over the last five games.
It's 4-3. It's Gowalla's 10th. You got Tremblay's 10th. And Sylvester's 15th. And it's 4-3. The Penguins still have a one-goal lead. And the goals continue to mount. Here's a loose puck picked up by Jagr on the left wing. Stops on a dime in the left wing circle. Goes back down into the left wing corner on Coverley. Whips it across the crease to the far wall. Baranek can't pick it up. Stapleton will poke it out to center. 12 and a half minutes to go, Dan. It's 4-3 Pittsburgh. They needed that. A penalty coming up here on Atlanta. So just like that, they get the goal back. And now they're going to find themselves in jail again. Shorthanded. The Penguins will have the man advantage. We saw a band skating off to the bench. It's Matt Johnson.
Matt Johnson for the hook. His second minor of the evening. The time of the penalty is 7:38. Pittsburgh 0 for 2 on the power play so far. And, ill-advised moment in this one. Thrash is trying to mount a comeback, but they'll need to try to survive the next couple of minutes. Pittsburgh with no power play opportunities. That's the first minor the Thrashers have taken since the 13:45 mark of the first period. Very disciplined game by Atlanta. And that really, I think, dovetails with the type of game. It's been a wide-open, free-flowing game. It hasn't been a grinded-out, hook-and-grab-and-clutch kind of game.
Besides the Ottawa game, the last five Thrasher games have been great.
It's funny you should say that. I said, the last five games have been exciting. Then I thought, wait a minute, except for that Ottawa game.
Jagr at the right point for Baranek along the near wall. He shoots it toward Rhodes. He makes a stick save, and Atlanta clears. Dan, how important is it now for the rest of this game for Rhodes to stop everything and not allow another goal with 12 minutes left in a one-goal
critical
game?
He's made some really big saves. It's going to be an icing on Pittsburgh.
So it's 4-3 Penguins. I want to make sure everyone understands that he is down a goal, the Thrashers. He can't let anything else in, I'm thinking, the rest of the way.
He's got to be coaches will say, hey, our best penalty killer is our goaltender. Well, Damian Rhodes has to be that right now with plenty of time still left on this power play. Damian Rhodes with a career-high 48 saves against Montreal on Wednesday. And I think he's followed up with a very impressive performance. I want to talk to him about the first goal, the backhander by Straka, the shorthanded goal. But other than that, I don't think you can fault him. And his counterpart's been pretty good, too. We've seen back-to-back strong goaltending, I think, here at Phillips.
There's a faceoff kept in by Tamer at the top of the slot, barely keeping it inside the blue line. You have to keep the puck in the zone. You can't have it jump over the line. That's the law of the land. Tamer back into the left wing corner in his own end. It's 4-3 Pittsburgh with 11:35 left in this exciting hockey game in front of a huge crowd at Phillips. Kovalev flying with Baranek and Rodina. Kovalev goes onto the wing to Jagr. Far wall at the right faceoff circle. Down low for Baranek. Joseph Baranek beneath the goal line. Back to Jagr at the right circle. Jagr creeps in, shoots. It hit a body. It was Coverley again at the right place at the right time. Now Baranek in the left wing corner. Goes the other side to Jagr. He fans on it. Coverley clears. 40 seconds left on the minor to Matt Johnson for hooking. Kovalev back to get it for Pittsburgh. Between the circles and up ice. He's got Strock on the left wing. Flying down the near boards. Over to the far wall for Jagr. Jagr holds it in front of Coverley. Coverley eats him up. Pass back to Kovalev. Goes between the circles. Cleared by the Thrasher, Steve Gowalla. He got him within a goal on the redirector in the slot between the circles. He went up top with a nice tip on a shot from Frank Coverley. Now treble up ahead for Jagr to Straka, tapping for Robert Lang at the left point. Puck goes into the right wing corner for Straka. They're at 5-on-5 as Johnson joins the play. Matt Johnson out of the box for hooking. It's 5-on-5, 10-10 left in the game. Oh, Jagr got pulled from behind. That could have been holding, but no call.
He took a dive. His stick was tugged slightly, but he did take a dive.
Kasparaitis up the left wing for Jagr. A nice feed for Lang. Drops it for Straka. He's got Kasparaitis between the circles. Kasparaitis down low. Leaves it instead for Lang. Walks out, shoots. Oh, this time he couldn't score on Rhodes. He already did it once, but not a second time. Lang gets it again. Near side. Tried to wrap it inside the left post. Turns it over, and Audet lies with Ferraro and Brunette. Audet into the right circle, in deep. Tried to pass it, but it was blocked off the body. I think Hans Janssen blocked it down low. He did. Morozov into the right wing corner, over to the left corner, in the Thrasher's end. A heavy hit on Odd Chamblay got knocked down. Sylvester flying the other way with Brunette. Sylvester on the right wing. Worked over. Two great plays in a row, Dan, by Hans Janssen in deep in front of Auban, I think.
Sylvester actually stepped on the puck.
Vucic sends it in behind the net for Brunette. In behind Auban, into the right wing corner, Brunette. He's hit by Janssen. Centers it. Vucic, top of the slot, shot, goes into the left wing corner, it hits some bodies. Brunette fighting for it with Tyler Wright. 8:50 left. It's a one-goal game. Pittsburgh leads at 4-3. Vucic left point for Tremblay. Shot toward the net. Auban ate it up, and it was a knuckler, and Brunette tried to redirect it. The sticks are up again. We'll break. 4-3 Pittsburgh. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Burrell back at Phillips. It's 4-3 Penguins. There's 8:44 left in the hockey game. I got the last Coke in the house, Dan.
Oh, you're kidding me. I need a Coke. Oh, you did.
You want the rest of this can?
No.
Sissy. You're
selfish.
You. Fortune teller.
I believe we're going to have a tying goal here.
You're a beautiful human being. Dan Treble from his own end for Pittsburgh. Turns it over to Tamer at center ice. He proceeds to give it up to Straka. Straka has it at the left point. Down the near wall right below us. Grasher's Damian Rhodes is to my left. Aubin all the way down ice to my right. I'm high atop Phillips. Downtown Atlanta on a pain-free Friday. We're doling out hockey minutes on the Thrasher Radio Network. Glad to have you with us for a good one. Brunette over the blue line for Ferraro. He gets eaten up defensively.
Oh, that's holding the stick right there.
No call. No call, Dan. It went up into the seats, and the fans are booing. I think you had your eye on it.
Ray Ferraro just tossed his stick in the air. He's got to watch it. Referee did not appreciate that. It was not Dvorsky. It was Lance Roberts who glared at Ray Ferraro. Should have been called, though, and Ray has a point. He had a chance to move in and control that puck, but Kovalev had his stick. John Kincaid, what's going on?
You know, in a relative period of play, Dan, around 20 minutes of play, the Penguins have 6 shots on goal. So the Thrashers have done a great job in the last 20 of really tightening it up defensively.
Yeah, they have. That's what
a penalty coming up here, Dan. Sorry. And it's on Pittsburgh. Thrashers have a chance now, as you just said, to get the tying goal. It's right about now, right here, right now. No excuses. Land it on the line. With just under 8 minutes to go in this hockey game in a 4-3 Pittsburgh lead.
They have the wrong penalty box door open, though.
What's wrong with those simpletons?
12:06 is the time of the penalty. It's got to be Morozov, right? Yeah, it's Morozov. He's going over to get some new lumber after he cranked his lumber across the shin guard of one of the Thrashers. I missed the hit, but they're picking up shards of a stick right now.
And it's been an exciting hockey game and a huge crowd. Don't forget, Sunday, Kelly Buchberger and Nelson Emerson return to Phillips Arena, but they're with the bad guys. The LA Kings are in. 6:30 pregame with John Kincaid. 7 o'clock, we'll drop the puck on the Thrasher Radio Network. We certainly hope you've enjoyed Thrasher hockey all season long along the line. I know I'm crazy, but deal with it.
You're talking to me or the listeners?
Talking to the listeners. What's wrong with them? We can't go anywhere.
I can't believe how many games left.
You know what Mike Lang said to me?
What?
He's the announcer for the Penguins. He said, you know, everywhere I went in Atlanta, I saw you and Dan's picture. We're everywhere.
Where?
We were close.
All those billboards on 400?
Yeah, we're all over
the place. Baby.
You go in Jocks and Jills, you'll see Pharrell with all the kids and the logo.
Mike Lang. Mike Lang came to practice today. We had a chance to visit. That guy is just awesome. Speaking of awesome.
Here's a play getting ready to go. A 5-on-4 man advantage on the minor to Morozov. I thought his pass to Balloon was sweet.
Beautiful, yeah. That's timing. Balloon breaking in on the left side, and boy, Buzek was almost there, and yeah, that was a pinpoint pass.
Thrashers need a goal here like you read about. Turnover, Domenichelli had it between the circles but lost it into the right-wing corner. He bangs into Kasparaitis. Domenichelli to Trombley, right point. Pittsburgh hustling on D here. Kovalev out there on the left wing. Audet shooting it off a skate, and it's going to get turned over here. Ooh, Kovalev was breaking down ice and had a chance, but Damian Rhodes gets to it first. Kovalev taps him. Trombley lays it for Comberlet behind the Atlanta goal. Down to a minute on the power play. Audet on the logo. On the right wing for Trombley. Poke checked by Janssen, and I don't know about that offside.
Ooh, that was close. I thought Trombley may get away with it. It was close enough. I thought it could have been called either way. The puck jumped up as Trombley was crossing the line, and we don't have the perfect angle. We have a better angle at the blue line, which is the Thrashers' blue line in the first and third periods, but boy, it was close. It's called offside.
4-3 Pittsburgh here. 6 minutes, 50 seconds, 6:50 left in the hockey game. One goal game. Thrashers on the power play for another 50 seconds.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Ferraro will take the draw with Brunette and Sylvester on the line with him. Puck jumps back to the Penguins, and Kasperaitis sends it the length of the ice. Puck taken deep by Galanov. Up the left wing to Ferraro, and he gets around the defenseman. In deep, Ray Ferraro, he's got Brunette. He tried to swipe it into the net, but it popped up into the seats in the right wing corner. And there's 6:15 left and 21 seconds left on the power play.
Brunette taking it, you know he loves baseball, and he just took what looked like a pretty good left-handed swat at that puck, but it deflected off another stick, I believe.
Nice feed.
And up into the crowd.
Nice feed from Ferraro.
Ray with some good speed down the left side on that play.
Yeah, he got on the outside along the wall. Faceoff again in the neutral zone. It's 4-3, Penguins on top of the Thrashers. Final stages of the game, 6:15 left. It's all about really wanting it now, Dan, and going for the crease.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Pittsburgh team that's desperate for points, so their intensity level is a given. Thrashers have played a very, very strong game throughout.
Ferraro won the draw. Stapleton over by the Atlanta bench has it. Brings it to his right to Galanov. From his own blue line, taps it back to Whitey Stapleton over the logo. Onto the outside, over the blue line on the left wing. Tries to center it. Audet picks it up, loose puck down low. Brunette swung and missed again at it. And another whistle.
Can't get that puck to sit.
It just won't sit down. It's standing on its edge. It's bouncing. It's flying through the air. 5:53 left. We'll take a break. It's 4-3 Penguins. The power play's over. This is Atlanta Hockey on the Thrashers Radio Network. Burrell with Dan Kamal at Phillips. Just under 6 minutes left in the game.
They are dancing at the hub, hoping for the tying goal here.
I was hoping they'd come up to the party afterwards. 4-3, a penalty being called here, Dan.
High sticking on Atlanta. Nat Domichelli.
Unbelievable, wow. The timing of this one. That's enough to make me sick.
14-11 is the time.
Sorry. Anyway, so with under 6 minutes to go, you get into the penalty box and you're down a goal.
That'll stymie the comeback.
It'll take a lot of time out of their hands. I really believe that.
High stick. Domichelli goes. Fourth minor on Atlanta. Pittsburgh 0-3 so far on the power play. Atlanta now 2-5. They've really taken advantage when they've had the opportunity tonight.
It's 4-3, so Domichelli goes into the box. And there's just no doubt that this is going to be tough to deal with. Let's see what they do on the penalty kill. Gowalla's out there with Audet, Kaberle, and Tamer. Kovalev up ice for Radina with Yager on the power wall getting the puck. Baranek down in the right wing corner, runs into the referee. Kaberle all over Baranek up to the right point. Tipped away nicely by Gowalla. Kovalev picks it up in the neutral zone, near side along the wall. Goes far side to Yager. In front for Baranek. He just missed the goal with a redirector. He was a foot wide of the right post. Puck out at center again. Minute 25 left on the minor to Domichelli for high sticking. Radina along the near wall, trying to find Baranek. Still has it. Goes to Kovalev, left point over to Janssen. Back to Yager. He missed it. Goes into Baranek behind the net. He's Malachi. You got to be kidding me.
Hand pass
is called. 5 minutes left. And it's still 4-3. And the bottom line is that there's a minute 11 left on this penalty kill that the Thrashers absolutely have to get the job done on. And then you're going to get to a point, Dan, where there's going to be whatever.
You know, Pittsburgh has scored 6 third period goals against Atlanta in 3 games. So in that sense, this has been a step forward for Atlanta being able to play a much tighter defensive style game in the third and try to get back in a hockey game.
If this team scores here, Dan, you can forget about it. So I think that you get down to that 3-minute mark And you're going to have to start focusing on chances and then on getting Damian out of the net for the empty net chance and the extra attacker. Jágr has it at the right faceoff circle. He's harassed big time by Harlock. Puck comes in a near wall, Kovalev into the left circle. Gets it in the slot to Lang. Lang turns it over. It's taken the other way by Donovan. He tries to get it up to Andy Carlson. He has it. Now he has it to Galanov. Puck taken away by Jágr. Look out here. He's got Straka two-on-one with Harlock back. Straka to Jágr. Jágr shooting wide. Has it behind the net, though. He just can't take it away from him. Straka tries to get it to Lang. It goes too far. Schlager has it along the far wall. To Straka. Near side for Kovalev to his left. Back at the top of the slot. That jumped over the line. Offside call, and the fans say, hey, finally, you give us one. 26 wow. seconds left on the minor to Domenichelli for high sticking. 4:15 left in the game. It's 4-3 Penguins over the Thrashers.
That one close as well. Jiří Schlager, a long look over at linesman Gord Brossaker, but maybe an inch or two over the line. With a 4:15 left here in regulation, 26 left on the Thrasher penalty, and the Penguins up by one.
So how much beers are going to be at this party for me?
We're not allowing you to have any of that because you've had eye surgery. We don't want your eyes to water.
Oh, the humanity. I have been wanting to stick my finger in my eye all night, but since I can't, I'm going to stick it in your eye. Oh, got too many
eyes. Let me help you out.
Look out here. Tyler Wright over to the far wall for Morozov. Morozov has Barnaby on the doorstep. Tyler Wright to Barnaby into the left wing corner. 10 seconds left on the minor to Domenichelli. Morozov behind the net, has some space. Tyler Wright beneath the left circle. Kasparaitis at the left point, keeps it in, goes down low for Barnaby. Barnaby tries to center. 5-on-5 now, they've got Domenichelli back onto the ice, so they kill it. There's 3:45 left, and it's really crunch time for the Thrashers.
Yeah, Atlanta trying to come back from a two-goal deficit. Thrashers haven't had a great deal of success coming back at all. 2:41-2 when they've trailed going into the third period.
This place would go nuts if they scored.
Oh, absolutely. John Kincaid?
This is the kind of game, Scotty and Dan, too, where with the largest crowd in Thrashers history, you really want to have one of those dramatic moments that'll get all these butts back in the seats again. So Thrashers will be pushing for one.
It's 4-3 with 3:45 to go. The Penguins lead it.
The only two comebacks they've had were from one-goal deficits.
I'll give you a one-goal deficit.
Right there, it hurts.
From his own end for Domenichelli on the left wing. Puck's right in front of him near the Pittsburgh bench. He turns it over to Robert Lang, and he whips it up into the Atlanta bench. Heads up. Look out.
That wasn't Steve Leach trying to get his brother Jay, was it?
No. That's because he was winking at him before after he was in the penalty box and we scored a power play goal. Here's the turnover. Lang going the other way for Pittsburgh. Straka on the left wing busts in. Look out here. Straka holds it in deep, centering in front. Rhodes made a save on Kovalev. That'll be in the papers.
That's a huge stop.
That saves the game. Schlager in his own end goes to his right to Janssen. Tapper up to Lang for Straka in front of the penalty box area. He'll backhand it into the Atlanta zone. Busek to snag and skate. Comes up the right wing for Donald Audet. Under 3 minutes to go. Audet, I'm on the near boards. Shot, save, Auban, nobody's home. Tremblay ripped one, he's already scored in this game. Radina the other way, with Jágr, onto the far boards. In front, Baranek finishes it, 5-3 from Jágr. It reminded me of the overtime, right across the crease, and Baranek's been on the ice all night with the finisher, the redirector, and Dan, less than 5 minutes ago, he had a chance to put one in on the same play, but it wasn't from Jágr. This time he gets the chance for the redirector, and he goes right into the back of the net, and it's over.
It's a game of bounces. Tremblay had the shot for Atlanta, and Domenichelli was down low looking for the rebound, but it bounced to Popovich. Give Popovich credit. Excellent breakout pass to Jaromír Jágr, and he started the rush. And when he starts the rush, you've got trouble getting back in time. And he found Baranek alone, left circle for the one-timer at 17:25. And it's been a great game, but Pittsburgh refuses to allow the Thrashers to come all the way back.
It's 5-3 now with 2.5 minutes to go, and I'll tell you what, the Thrashers played a strong game. A lot of the fans are headed to the lots, but this is a performance that you can be proud of. They showed up and played the Penguins hard tonight for 60 minutes.
Yeah, you know, you never use it as an excuse, but this is a Pittsburgh team that has been here for 3 days, sunning and funning and practicing. And, you know, Thrashers playing their fourth and sixth have not looked like a tired team at all. The Thrashers, I think, have had as much energy as we've seen them have all year. I think it's been a full 60 minutes. I think this is one of those cases where you can say they're playing a more skilled team, and that's reflected on the scoreboard.
I think they played well against Montreal and got a point, and I think they played well tonight and didn't get any points.
Right.
But they were beat with some nice goals, namely Falloon's. And the Baranek goal is just a sweet pass from Jágr, and Popovich got it out, and I thought Kovalev's goal was amazing. I mean, how can you stop those?
Yeah, it's a fun team to watch. Pittsburgh, you know, and
this like, will be maybe four like and last five year, for them.
4-5, and maybe it'll be like last year. They go in and they take a surprise victory in the opening round.
Now, Dan, will they pull Damian and still try to get into this thing?
I think they will. Down two. They've shown they can come back on this team. If they do, though, they're going to do it within the next 20 seconds or so.
Stapleton tried to get it into the zone. The Penguins clear it out to center ice. 2 minutes left. 5-3 Pens on the Thrashers. So we will have lost 4 to Pittsburgh if they finish this thing off.
Yeah, including the one in overtime. So 1 point against the Penguins out of a possible 8.
And Jágr finished him on that one as well with a feed to Lang. Yeah. And he finished him tonight with a feed to Baranek. Stapleton for Ferraro. Ferraro in the right circle. Into the slot. Shot. Oh, it hit a body. I think Kasparaitis's.
Damian
minute
not,
and a half left.
Sorry, now he dude. Is. Now he's gone.
He's going off the ice. The extra attacker comes on. It's Donald Audet. Shot in. Aubin gets it and freezes it. Gets the quick whistle. Brunette slams his stick. It's 5-3 Pittsburgh with a minute 23 left. Loose puck. Brunette tries to snag it. Popovich all over him. Puck comes free. Kovalev tries to get it out. Kaberle kept it in at the left point. In behind the net, Audet. He slammed into the end boards. Puck picked up. Ferraro for Kaberle. A shot off and a save. Loose. Kaberle will get it again. Whip it in smartly to the right wing corner. Back to the other side. Kovalev lays down the loose puck. He'll get it out. Jágr, look out here. Jágr all the way back. And he shoots it wide off the post. Jágr just working. Now he's still got it. Ferraro goes the other way out to center ice. Kovalev strips it. Puck picked up by Kaberle. He sends it in. Penalty coming up here, Dan.
Yeah, 42 seconds left.
And it's going to be on Jágr.
Probably frustrated, missed the empty net. Led the NHL coming in with 91 points. Even after missing a few weeks with the surgery. 19:18, the time of the penalty on the new great one. After this one, just a handful left at the hub.
Dan's getting jiggy with it. 42 seconds left in what seems like a 45-minute finish to this game. I mean, with a minute 23 left, I've lost two by
cuspids. Well, once Baranek scored, it took a little bit of the edge out.
Dom Kelly on the right wing, down into the right wing corner, chased by Straka, sends it behind the net. Brunette up to Kaberle, right point, top of the right circle. Dom Kelly, they're passing it around, they need to shoot. Centered shot off the side of the net by Gawala. He just missed it. Good defense by the Penguins. In front, Ferraro gets snubbed by
Aubin,
and that'll do it. That was a great save. Down to 10 seconds left. Gawala for Brunette. Down to 5 seconds. Brunette, Audet, shot off the glass. This thing's going to end 5-3. Pittsburgh, and a fight's about to break out on the ice.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.